Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Now in its 35th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
A man goes to his doctor for an examination, and he's really concerned on the way he's feeling. He tells the doctor, "I've lost my will to live, doc. Well, except on the weekends." Hey, we hope you're still having the will to live healthfully, whether it's the weekend or not, and we welcome you to a healthy weekend here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio, here where we make your weekend strong and healthy with the information we have for you each and every Saturday morning. This is the Snowman, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, and we welcome you to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today and making us a part of your weekend. And we're always here to keep you cool and healthy. And today's no exception. We have Burger Wars on the menu, plant-based or animal-based, which is better, which is more nutritious or better for the environment or better for your body. That's the most important of all. But we'll talk about both sides of the coin. And we will be joined in just a few minutes by Christopher Morini. He's a food formulation expert, and we will talk about burgers, all the plant-based ones you see in the stores these days, the ones that are trending, and then, of course, you know, the hamburgers and all the things that go with our culturally accepted most popular dish in America. Well, between pizza and burgers, those are the two most popular foods in America. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, some announcements, then on to our regular features of the show. Hey, for our Florida listeners, next weekend, mark your calendars for November 8th and 9th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. And that will be Abby's Fall Festival, Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa at 14374 Northdale Mabry in Tampa. And they'll have the lowest prices of the year, lots of demos going on, up to 50% off select items, free health screenings. I know there's a chiropractic physician going to be there, I think an acupuncturist and other health practitioners, lots of free samples, thousands of dollars in raffles and prizes. You can come celebrate with them. And I will be there as well. It's my first public appearance since moving to Florida here 3 years ago. Actually, my first public appearance in many, many years. We used to do live radio remote broadcasts in Honolulu when we, you know, I started the show there. And also, I mean, that was on a kind of on a regular basis every year or two, but hadn't done that in many, many years, well, long before COVID. And then since moving here, we haven't done anything, but I'd love to meet you there. I'll be there next Saturday, November 8th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., one in the afternoon, and I'll be giving away free Dr. Health Radio pens, that is, if they arrive in time, and I'd really like to meet you, and I'll see if I can conjure up any other prizes, or maybe we'll have a health new trivia quiz, nutrition trivia, and where you can win a few prizes maybe. Anyway, Abby's Fall Festival, it's the biggest sale of the year for Abby's Health and Nutrition, Tampa's health headquarters for over 25 years. So hope to see you there next weekend, Saturday, and again, 10 a.m. Well, the festival is going from, I believe, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but I'll be there for at least 3 hours, maybe longer, but from 10 o'clock on. All right, let's see, elsewhere in announcements. Tomorrow is zero tasking day. Tomorrow actually is when daylight savings time ends. And there's an extra 60 minutes. What are you going to do? Well, you can fit in more work and stress, or fit in your multitasking schedule, or you can just take a breath and relax and kind of recharge your batteries, or just the opposite of overload, in other words. So no multitasking allowed, at least tomorrow. All right, November, this is the first day in November, November 1st, Saturday. And it's American Diabetes Month, which we celebrate or commemorate every year at this time. And the snowman says, if you just can't give up your addiction to those refined carbohydrates and all the sugary sweets that you're addicted to, then you may have to give up your kidneys and probably your pancreas eventually, and maybe even your eyesight or other vital organs that are affected when you come down with diabetes. You know, it's one of the most preventable killer diseases in America. So we're going to have a doctor on, Dr. Kate Rayom. She'll be with us talking about everything having to do with your metabolism, of course, the GLP-1 drugs that everybody's taking, which were originally prescribed for diabetes or blood glucose irregularity or dysfunction. And we'll talk about other natural compounds that may assist you in managing not only your blood sugar, but also your weight. So make sure you join us next week for that show on blood sugar and metabolism. All right, let's see, elsewhere in on the calendar of November. November 3rd, next Monday, is National Sandwich Day. So it's perfect for burgers, or that we're talking about burgers in just a few days before that, because burgers are America's favorite sandwich. It's also National Healthy Skin Month, as well as National Family Caregivers Month, and National Long-Term Care Awareness Month. This is a fun one. Peanut Butter Lovers Month is the month of November. Number one sandwich in America, along with burgers. Actually, I think peanut butter and jelly probably trump hamburgers as far as the most popular sandwich that people make, at least. Creamy or crunchy? Let's see what my producer likes. Creamy or crunchy, AJ?
Peanut butter wise, I'm always going crunchy.
Crunchy, you know, I always liked crunchy, and now I'm tending toward creamy for some reason. It has nothing to do with my teeth. Still have all the teeth I had when I was eating crunchy peanut butter. But anyway, whether it's peanut butter, whether it's crunchy or creamy peanut butter, it's a good healthy healthy food to consume, as long as you don't use the ones or buy the ones with hydrogenated oils or fats. And try to get one that's a little lower in salt. All right, let's see, elsewhere in the news. Where is my... sorry about that. Knocking the microphone over. Okay, older cheese may help you get older. Compound in aged cheeses may help you be alive longer. This is from Nature Medicine, the journal. Italian researchers found that subjects who ate higher amounts of mature cheese, that's the aged cheese, had 40% less risk of heart failure. The compound spermidine, which is abundant in also soybeans and mushrooms, was first isolated from semen, which is why they call it spermidine. But and you can buy it as a supplement to food supplements, I think, or 10 or 20 milligrams, and it's sometimes sold in as an anti-aging supplement. All right, and you might have your muscles in shape, but are your genes in shape? Well, you can activate your genes. This is from University of Helsinki. They found that physical activity can impair the functions of certain genes that contribute to insulin resistance and obesity. So that's a good thing. And so it's how you choose to manage your life. You know, your genes are only accounting for about 20 or 30% of your health and longevity. All right, when we come back, we'll have more information for your good health, as we are going to have the fitness file, sexual health, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And then later in the hour, Burger Wars with... Christopher Marini, if I can keep my voice in gear here. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
mushrooms flavorful or functional? Actually, they can be both. In fact, throughout human history, mushrooms have been used for both food and medicine. And with the recent popularity of medicinal mushrooms, new products are sprouting up everywhere. So how do you decide what to take? Well, take it from the experts at Mushroom Wisdom. They've been producing top-quality medicinal mushroom formulas for more than 30 years. Long before the current trend, Mushroom Wisdom has been supplying doctors, researchers, and consumers with products that produce proven results. So don't let fancy packaging or clever marketing fool you into buying a product that may have little or no active ingredients. Mushroom Wisdom's research-based formulas featuring their signature maitake as well as lion's mane, cordyceps, reishi, and several other varieties will give you results you will feel. See their full selection at your favorite health store or go to mushroomwisdom.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Are you a man or woman suffering from ED or sexual dysfunction? If so, you're not alone. Did you know that there are nearly 50 million men and almost as many women affected by it? And many of you are suffering in silence or maybe treating the symptoms instead of a long-term cure. That's where RegenMax comes in, powered by Sexual Wellness Centers of America. RegenMax addresses the underlying causes with each individual patient using unique, non-surgical, comprehensive therapies. In fact, RegenMax is the only patented cure for ED. So if you're tired of the temporary band-aids, of little blue pills, pellets, or potions, contact RegenMax today. With their team of leading MDs and PhDs in cities across America, there's probably a clinic in a city near you. RegenMax is all about improving sexual wellness in both male and female adults of all ages. Go to RegenMax.com today. RegenMax.com.
Tired of vitamin wrist, unscrewing all those bottles of tablets or capsules of food supplements, then getting bloated from all the liquid you have to swallow to get them down? There's a better way. Buried Treasure, the leader in liquid nutrition. With Buried Treasure, you simply take 1 or 2 tablespoons of a delicious liquid supplement that supplies all the nutrition of tablets or capsules without the bloating or choking. And Buried Treasure formulas have much higher potencies than any gummy vitamin, while still retaining the flavor you love without all the sugar. Plus, all of Buried Treasure products are plant-based and are gluten, yeast, and dairy-free. And Buried Treasure has a formula for just about everybody. Their Daily Nutrition Vitamin Mineral Blend, Active 55, Immune Wellness, Neuro Nectar, and many more. See all the Buried Treasure formulas at your nearest health store or go to buriedtreasureln.com. Buried Treasure, the leader in liquid nutrition. Visit online at buriedtreasureln.com.
All right, time for the fitness file. Does less effort equal better results? Well, this research from Pennsylvania State University shows that women who exercise at a moderate intensity are more likely to benefit in the long run compared to those subjects who kind of struggle through vigorous workouts. In fact, they were about twice as likely to feel energized and confident about exercising regularly. And, you know, I don't know if you saw some of the studies recently. One in particular was in the news on fitness apps. And people are discouraged. They're more depressed and discouraged from fitness apps because it, well, they don't live up to the expectations, and the fitness apps don't actually kind of flow with what the participant is going through. So just that's something to keep in mind. And here's a diet and exercise quote that I saw. I forget who it was from, but it said, if you work hard in the gym and slack off in the kitchen, you will never see the results you're after. So clean up your diet, you know, and it's so true. I mean, like they say, abs are built in the kitchen if you want abs. And I am, of course, the abdominal snowman. Not to be, confused with the abdominal snowman. No, I'm just kidding. But the two always go together, okay, diet and exercise. All right, and matters of sexual health. Are big breasts a bust? Well, you may have seen this on the news last week. Women are opting for smaller breasts when they visit their plastic surgeon. The ones who already have large breasts as a result of implants, so formerly, you know, the larger breast implants, are now getting explants. It's called explants or breast reduction surgery, and or they're having it having them completely removed. Now, breasts are still one of the most popular cosmetic surgery procedures, about 300,000 performed annually. So plastic surgeons are not going to go out of business anytime soon, that's for sure. But the shift is towards smaller breast implants. And according to Dr. Tim Neven, a Beverly Hills, California plastic surgeon, he said some of his patients have asked him to remove their implants after experiencing fatigue, headaches, joint pain, or brain fog, all symptoms associated with the so-called breast implant illness. Now, FDA has not, they say more research is necessary for it to be recognized as a formal medical diagnosis. But, I mean, you know, thousands or hundreds of thousands of women do report a lot of negative health side effects from breast implants. So something to think in mind, or keep in mind. All right, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. All right. Since we're going to be talking about burger wars or burgers a little later in the show with Christopher Marini, where can you get a burger, or where can a burger rather get a good night's sleep? That would be on a bed of lettuce. Okay. I'm glad I'm not getting the hook yet because I'm just starting out. Okay. Why did the Hobbit get a job at the burger place? He wanted to be Lord of the Onion Rings. Okay, and finally, on the burger front, what is a doll's favorite food? Barbecue. Okay. Well, I got a little chuckle out of my producer there. All right, shifting gears to other healthy humor. I don't know how healthy this next line is, but, you know, you come from dust, and you're going to return to dust, right? That's why I don't dust. Could be somebody I know. I saw that in a magazine. Okay, and one thing about, you know, I don't know if you have this problem with computers, the freaking autocorrect, that can be so annoying. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it can go straight to heel. I'm serious. I don't know. And my health insurance policy refused to pay my doctor bill recently because I believe in reincarnation. They said I had a pre-existing condition. Okay. I don't believe personally in reincarnation, but I did see that. All right. And just a few other funnies for you. I've removed all the bad food from my house, or from the house. I want you to know it was delicious. Oh, here's a good one. Got up at 5 a.m., ran a 10K, came back, prepared a vegetable smoothie for breakfast, and then... Well, I don't remember the rest of the dream. And finally, here's a man at the pharmacy counter. It's a man asking a female pharmacist, do you have any Viagra for women? She replies, jewelry store across the street. Okay. On that note, that is the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, burger wars on the menu, plant-based or animal-based, you'll find out. A tasty discussion on burgers, the best, the brightest, the tastiest, and the most nutritious, and some that you should avoid. We'll be back with more information for your good health here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Are you a man or woman suffering from ED or sexual dysfunction? If so, you're not alone. Did you know that there are nearly 50 million men and almost as many women affected by it? And many of you are suffering in silence or maybe treating the symptoms instead of a long-term cure. That's where RegenMax comes in, powered by Sexual Wellness Centers of America. RegenMax addresses the underlying causes with each individual patient using unique, non-surgical, comprehensive therapies. In fact, RegenMax is the only patented cure for ED. So if you're tired of the temporary band-aids of little blue pills, pellets, or potions, contact RegenMax today. With their team of leading MDs and PhDs in cities across America, there's probably a clinic in a city near you. RegenMax is all about improving sexual wellness in both male and female adults of all ages. Go to RegenMax.com today. RegenMax.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Welcome back to the next generation of health information. David Snow on your radio. Hey, here's a question of health. Grains and starches can be a gas to your gut, unfortunately, for many of you, especially dishes like potatoes and noodles made from wheat flour and, even corn. A lot of grains can produce gas when they're digested in your intestinal tract. But there is one won't, and do you know what that one grain or starch is? Well, the answer would be rice. Rice will not. In fact, it's just about the only starch that's completely absorbed in the small intestine, making it more comfortable for you as a choice for grains or starches if you're bothered by gas. And more about rice in a minute, but I'd like to introduce our first guest of the hour, Christopher Marini. He is a food formulation expert, having been in the manufacturing of food products for many decades, and we would like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones today. Christopher, how the health are you?
Dude, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, we don't have anybody from the beef industry, but I entitled this talk The Burger Wars, Animals versus Plants, which is better. But let me just pretend I'm from the beef board for a minute, and you listeners out there in radio land as well. So let's get into the pros and cons of animal versus plant as far as burgers. And burgers are probably pizza and burgers are the two most popular foods in America, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So, okay, so the advantages and benefits of meat-based burgers, I just kind of did this off the top of my head. You know, they're tasty, easy and convenient, sold everywhere food is sold, high in protein, they're satisfying, they keep your blood sugar steady, they, you know, no sugar or carbohydrates, they're rich in iron and B vitamins, culturally accepted. You know, many different cultures have many ways of preparing and seasoning those burgers. And then the drawbacks, though, on meat-based burgers, they can be expensive if you're buying high-quality, say, grass-fed beef. They're not environmentally friendly, hazardous to eat raw because of foodborne illness and risks like E. coli, salmonella, pathogenic bacteria. Increased risk of cancer and heart disease, that's been well documented. And hormones in meat, as well as antibiotics, that's a hazard, as well as being high in saturated fat. And they can have nitrates and preservatives and, you know, the processed preserved meats like sausages and salamis, etc. They're very high in sodium. I mean, that's one of the ways they preserve meat, right? And can be high in cholesterol if you're watching your cholesterol. Now, the benefits of plant-based burgers, and you can get more into this as well, I'll save that for you because I don't want to take the wind out of your sails. But now, the average American, I looked up a few statistics, Christopher, and there's different, depending on what study you read, but this is from the USDA and a few other sources I gleaned it from. 56 pounds of beef people are eating, you know, a lot less than the 50s and back in the 50s and 60s. About 48 pounds of pork and over almost 100 pounds of chicken. Chicken has, it rules when it comes to flesh as far as what we eat in the meat category, and about 22 pounds of fish. But let me pose this first question, since we're going to be talking about burgers. What do you get when you cross a hamburger with a computer?
I got no idea. I'm waiting.
That would be a Big Mac. But anyway, we won't talk about branded beefs or branded burgers, rather. Let's get into some of the benefits and risks of plant-based burgers, and I know that you've done a lot of research on this, and take it away. Tell us, if people want an alternative to beef and meat-based burgers, what's the alternative, and is it really that much healthier?
Okay, well, thanks. You know, my background, I was raised a butcher.
Really? I didn't know that.
Italian, and, we ate a lot of meat in our family. And here I am down the road.
You're trying to make up for your karma.
yeah, promoting plant-based cheese in the beginning. We created, my family and my brothers, and I created a product called Veggie Slices in the 90s. And it was a soy-based cheese.
I remember that, yeah.
Right, and here we are. I'm promoting soy. And, you know, as we all know, soy, when it first, hit the market, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, the soy bean was pretty, very clean, It wasn't genetically modified. And so as we went down that road, and as I went down that road, I realized in about 1998, when I created rice-based cheese, that rice-based was selling better, tasting better, and healthier than our soy. And then, of course, you had different studies that came out that linked soy and genetic modification to men's prostate and women's hormones and so on and so forth. So the company that I created and we actually took public lost its way. And the long story is, in 2005, I realized, actually earlier than that, David, I realized that we could do this better, that we can base alternatives on a healthier grain, and that was rice. So I set out to formulate an alternative to meat. And when I came up with what I thought was ready to go to market, I gave that new creation a name called Risofu, which is the world's first rice-based meat alternative. Not too many people know that you can make a curd or a tofu out of any bean or grain. So I decided to make rice and a rice curd the base for all of our products. And what we took to market was the Bahama Burger. And in doing so, we developed a product that is made from the least allergenic food on the planet, which is rice, opposed to soy, which is the number one food allergen on the planet. So when you, and then when you combine that with genetic modification, you just don't have a good recipe, the healthiest recipe for, you know, consumers. And so that's our mantra. That's our core. Is we're not like the others. They're out to replicate or replace meat. All we want to be, Ring Brands Risotto wants to be the healthiest alternative on the planet. And that's a different position. And that enables us to stay true to our core beliefs as well, because we don't have to do things to the product to try to match red meat.
To doctor it up, in other words, to doctor it up so that it,
right,
you know, it mimics
right,
the taste.
Yeah. Right. You know, like I said, and I was raised a butcher back in the 60s, and there's nothing wrong with a clean piece of animal, you know. If you want to eat meat, there's nothing wrong with a clean piece of organic animal, everything in moderation. But when you have to make a choice, whether it's based on religion, philosophical, you're trying to do good for the planet, okay, soy is a crop that is harder to cultivate than rice. Rice grows around the world. There's over 140,000 species of rice on the planet.
Well, it's the most popular grain in the world. It's the world's most popular grain, rice is.
Right. Two-thirds of the world eats rice.
Yeah.
50% of the world gets their primary nutrition from rice. So,
right.
So there's a huge win-win. And so we base our product on rice. Risotto is the base ingredient. It's like, matter of fact, it was just recognized 2 years ago after creating it in 2006 as a new food in its own category. So risotto was right up there with tofu, seitan, corn as its own category, its own food.
Yeah.
We're very proud of that. I'm very proud of that. And we add back to risotto whatever we want to create.
So you mentioned seitan. That's the first time I've heard it pronounced. I've always pronounced it seitan, S-E-I-T-A-N. So it's pronounced seitan?
I've heard it a couple different ways, but I'm, you know, I could be off on that one.
Okay, well, no, tomato, doesn't matter. But what I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up a little later in our discussion. And seitan is nothing more than concentrated wheat gluten, as if wheat gluten wasn't bad enough for you already. Even if you're not sensitive or don't have celiac disease, it's one of the hardest to digest proteins. And so seitan is, you know, these meat substitutes and veggie substitutes or meat substitutes or analogs. A lot of them rely on the seitan or the wheat gluten because it has the texture and elasticity and, you know, the chewiness of meat, but without, you know, obviously without the animal protein. But it's bad news. I mean, it's an incomplete protein, hard to digest. And what else about seitan or seitan do you not like?
Well, I think you hit, you know, just about everything. It's limiting.
Yeah,
It has limiting capabilities, whereas a product that is more versatile, like a rice-based product, has really unlimited potential.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that just goes back to what we believe. You know, we've been at this. I've been at this for over 35 or 40 years. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that you cannot take plant and turn it into meat, just like you can't take meat and turn it into an apple or an orange.
Right.
So this is our mantra. This is why we can produce a product that is clean, safe, and pure. And, you know, when you think about rice, you know, we're free of the top 9 allergens. It has wonderful texture. And the beauty, you know, rice, I mean, there's so many things to talk about, but rice in this country is not genetically modified. The crops in the United States are not genetically modified.
And is that where you get your rice for the Bahama burgers?
That's correct.
Okay. So none of it comes from Asia or China or anywhere. Okay. That's good.
That's correct. All of our rice grain comes right from the United States. Occasionally, we'll have to buy maybe outside, but out of with regard to supplies,
right?
But the majority, and right now, all of our rice is coming from our United States of America, and we're very proud of that too. So when you add this up, and then you know, back in the day when we were making cheese out of soy, the first thing you had to do was mask the off flavor of soy.
Right.
Rice has a clean, neutral flavor, and it provides wonderful texture with whatever you're, you know, trying to produce from it.
Okay, Christopher, could you hold that thought? We need to take a bottom of our break, and we'll be back with more information for your good health here on the Burger Wars segment with Christopher Marini. Expert food formulation expert a formulator of products. And as he mentioned, he created Risofu, which is a tofu substitute or an alternative to tofu, but has all the benefits of something like tofu without the drawbacks. And I might add, and correct me if I'm wrong, Christopher, but isn't 80 to 90% of our soy GMO, as far as the soy-based or produced, not only here in America, but worldwide?
90-95% of the soy crop.
95%. Okay. All right. I stand corrected. Okay. back with more information right after this.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
How fresh and potent is your probiotic? No matter how much beneficial bacteria it may contain when it was manufactured, a lot can happen between its maker and your mouth. Moisture, heat, and oxygen can greatly reduce the potency of a probiotic supplement. So first, check the bottle itself. Is it plastic or glass? Since plastic is porous, Master Supplements uses only glass bottles for their Theralac and other medical strength probiotics. Then, check the label. Does it say the potency is guaranteed at time of manufacture? Or is it guaranteed to be potent through its expiration date, which is what you want in a live product? And to protect the probiotics before they are shipped, Master Supplements stores them in freezers maintained at minus 10 degrees. Next, guarantee the beneficial bacteria arrive alive. Master Supplements inserts both an oxygen absorber and a desiccant to absorb moisture. And finally, to top it all off, they nitrogen flush the bottle before it's sealed. The results? Results you can feel. Find all the Master Supplements probiotics in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. Or order direct at master-supplements.com.
Snow.
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 That would be me, David Snow on your radio. Hey, if you miss any part of the show or want a double dose of good health information, just go to our website, drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com, as in doctor. And after, next Monday or Tuesday, you can go to that website and you can hear the show all over again when my producer posts it on the podcast section of drhealthradio.com. If you're just joining us, Christopher Marini is our guest. He's a food formulation expert, and we're talking about burgers, plant-based versus animal-based. Now, you were talking before the break. You can continue finishing that thought about, you were mentioning how rice is so versatile. Any other advantages to rice? Is it a complete protein like soy?
Rice is not a complete protein. It's minus one amino acid.
But if you combine it with other grains, and in the Bahama burger, don't you have, lentils and a few other ingredients to make it more complete?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. We have Salvia hispanica, which is chia, which is very high in omega-3s, and a complete amino acid chain. And we also have combined it with chickpeas and other things.
Great.
So once again, risotto, being its own curd based on rice, provides a wonderful base, as a alternative to meat. And then we add back whatever we want to it to satisfy whatever profile that we would like.
And, so many of the burgers out there, the plant-based burgers, one of the drawbacks, as I list in the I just have made a few notes, besides the allergies to, wheat and other grains. We talked about the seitan or the seitan. If you have celiac disease or gluten sensitivity. But the taste usually leaves something to be desired. Kind of cardboardy or, not so moist and flavorful and savory, as well as questionable ingredients, as you mentioned, the leg hemoglobin, I believe it's called.
Hemoglobin.
Yeah. Not to mention GMOs and artificial compounds, they're just not as bite worthy, if you will, as a burger like the Bahama burgers. Now, how do you cook the Bahama burger? Is the same as a hamburger? Can you barbecue it, for instance?
You can barbecue it, but because we are a low-fat item as well, we recommend that you don't submit it to direct flame. But it cooks up, well, whether you are in a hurry and you want to microwave something, or you want to saute it in a frying pan, or you want to, bake it in an oven, or heat it up and warm it on a grill.
Well, let me tell you my experience. Last night I had one, Christopher, and I, being a bachelor, I used my toaster oven a lot. I must confess that. And I put it in the toaster oven for, just 4 or 5 minutes. I did defrost it in the refrigerator, earlier in the day, or I took it out of the freezer a few hours earlier. But it was just piping hot and sizzly, and I put it on a gluten-free bun and, lettuce, tomato, onions, mustard. And, it was the bomb, I would not, even if I was a ardent carnivore, I would not miss the meaty flavor of a hamburger.
We appreciate that very, very much. We have been at it for over 15 years, tweaking it, and we believe, we don't believe, we know, there is hardly virtually any shrink when you go to cook our product.
Yeah.
In the food service industry,
I noticed.
Unlike some of the other people who see they want to mimic meat, so they have all this stuff dripping off of it, and they're subject to shrink. And, you mentioned lay hemoglobin. That's another story with regard to being processed, manufactured from the root of soy, which is inedible. Then they genetically modify it to mimic meat-like flavor. So there's a lot going on there, and with regard to glyphosate uptake with the soy crops.
Yeah.
So I like to say that we try to be on the side of angels as much as possible with our product, making it as clean, pure, and safe for consumption.
Well, that's great. Now, how did you come up with the name Bahama for the name of your burger, the Bahama Burgers?
Great question. Well,
in 60 seconds or less.
2007, we wanted to give it a name, and there was some other products out there that were popular. I mentioned Boca as one of them, and then some more.
Right.
And then we just wanted to have a name that connoted fresh, clean, sunshine, happy, healthy, and turned around one day, and I reside in Florida for 35 years, and I said, you know what? It's going to be the Bahama brand.
All right.
That's what we trademarked, registered trademark.
Yeah, no, that was a good choice of names for sure. Now, speaking of Florida, for our Florida listeners, is it available? Tell us where it's available. I mean, we broadcast in other states as well, but what's your distribution like? And I know you're not as widespread as some of the other popular veggie-type or plant-based burgers.
Yep, KE Distributors, wonderful company.
But the health food stores, the retail chains, I mean, are you like in Chamberlain's here? Or I know Abby's, I think, carries it, doesn't it?
Chamberlain's will bring it in. The health food chains in Central Florida, in and around Tampa, you'll find it. Right now, you will not find it at a Publix. But we have gaining distribution in Central Florida, out in Texas, Dallas, and throughout the Southeast.
Okay.
And things are going very, very well for us.
Okay. Now, can people order direct? I know I got my order, and dry ice. Well, not dry ice. You just sent it an ice pack. And it was as hard as if, it was as frozen as if I had just taken it out of my freezer. I mean, and that was, an overnight shipping?
Absolutely. You can, absolutely. If you can't find it, you can go on BahamaBurger.com. You'll find a map there that you can tap on, and if you can't find the store that you're in, you can order online, and that would be a great help. And of course, with our distribution,
do you have any special going on? I mean, can you offer something to our listeners if they order direct?
Yes, I'm glad you reminded me. We have 12 burgers, 3-ounce burgers that you can order, and you get 4 free. So you get 16 burgers for the price of 12.
Oh.
That's our intro promotion that's going on right now.
And I might add that, if people are concerned about protein, it's virtually the same protein as a hamburger after you account for the shrinkage. I mean, 17 grams of protein and no shrinkage, guys. So, you'll get...
Our 3-ounce burger has 17 grams and our 4-ounce burger has 22 grams.
Oh.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, 22. Okay. And the quarter pound stays quarter pound when you cook it. that's a good thing.
Yeah, you're getting over 400 milligrams of omega-3s too, in each patty. And
excellent!
You're getting the right amount of saturated fat, mono and poly, so you can help keep your arteries nice and clear.
Okay, now I noticed, Christopher, on the package, there's snacksafely.com. It's some certifying organization. What's that about?
Snacksafely, they found us, they contacted us, and they wanted to get on board and to help promote the item. They are an organization that seeks out safe snacks or foods for children and those that are concerned with their allergies and want to eat clean. Well,
I just want to mention that in case people are having trouble with their radio reception, you said safe snacks, not safe sex. It sounded a little like, so safesnacks.com.
Safe snacks.
Okay, all right.
That's funny.
Just, or snacksafely.com. Yeah, okay.
And they're both, and they're both very important.
Right, right. Okay, so Bahama Burger. Oh, and, you know, October was, Vegetarian Awareness Month here in America. But November, this is perfect because it's the first day of November. And November is World Vegan Month. I'm not sure if you were aware of that, but it's a good time. I mean, you don't have to be a vegan, of course, but good time to eat more plants than animals or, you know, try out something like the Bahama Burger if you want to go on a taste adventure and, you know, try something new and healthy and tasty. So
exactly, and I'd like to say this. You know, there's probably people out there who have tried the other companies, and maybe it just didn't live up to their expectations or underperformed in a lot of ways. I think they'll find that our product is exactly what we say we are. With great texture, they can flavor it any way they want, know that they're eating the safest and cleanest alternative, we believe, on the planet today.
Right, and the best thing for people, what is it, 13 or something like 13 million or 30 million Americans are allergic to or have food allergies to the top 9 allergens. I mean, it has no soy, milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, no tree nuts or peanuts, of course, no wheat, and no sesame either. You know, that's interesting that the FDA put sesame on its list of most common allergens. And, you don't think of sesame as, you know, eating a lot of sesame, and why would that cause allergies? It's just on the top of a bun or something, or as a garnish.
We are very, very fortunate to have a broad platform from cradle to grave, because we can address the children who are suffering from allergies all the way through adults, those trying to cut their cholesterol or fat, those who are living a vegan lifestyle, or those that just want to help the planet. You know, there's a lot of cows are killed every day. Most people don't know that there are 950,000 cattle killed daily.
Whoa, really?
Daily, 950. I'm going to repeat: 950,000 cattle a day.
Unbelievable! Wow.
To supply the world with what they—that's just beef. That's not chicken or pork. Now, okay, that's all well and good, but at some point, when people need to make a choice or need to cut back, we want to be there. Once again, we're not trying to replicate or replace meat. We just want to be that healthy alternative when it comes time to make that choice, that they know they're making the smartest and best choice for themselves.
All right. Well, on that note, along the same lines, and I know I mentioned Big Macs in the beginning of the show, but do you know how to spot Ronald McDonald on a nude beach? I know it's kind of an off question, but you just look for his sesame seed buns. Anyway.
And, you know I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to use it.
Okay. We're out of time, Christopher. Can't thank you enough. And, can you maybe come back next month in December and give us some, I don't know, holiday recipes using your Bahama Burgers?
Love to.
And give us that website one more time for people wanting to order direct. And you have, what is it, three packages for the price of four or something?
Go to BahamaBurger.com. We got 16 burgers for the price of 12, 3 ounces.
And it comes...
You're going to love it.
And it comes frozen. It'll come right to your door.
Frozen, yep. Two-day delivery.
Free shipping and everything.
Depending on the area that you... Yes.
Okay, and since most people, you know, think of fries, French fries, when they think of burgers, you know, the two go together, right? Like peanut butter and jelly. But do you know that French fries are not made in France? They're made in Greece. They're made in Greece. Okay.
I love it.
My last joke of the hour. Hey, thanks so much, Christopher. Nice.
I'm going to have to come prepared. Thank you
so much. All right. Talk to you next month. Okay, here we go with another show, but join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition. And when we come back next week, we'll talk about diabetes and metabolism, yours, and why it's so important to your health. I'm David Snow, thanking you for joining us today. And remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha, have a healthy week.
Gain Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gain Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings for next level laundry.